Hello there, my friends. Nothing wrong there, just trying to illustrate, because I want to ask you, how easy is it for you to exercise patience? Patience, just simple, everyday vanilla patience. Well, how difficult is it for you when you're in a tough situation? I think most of us, we just want that tough situation to be over as soon as possible. But today, we're going to be exhorted by the scriptures. We're going to be told by the King of the universe that we need to have patience in the hard times. Man, this is going to be a good one. I hope you hang around for this one. Now, before we get there, though, I want to ask you to consider becoming a part of our prayer team. This is a group of people who've committed to pray for me and for my wife and for our decisions regarding the morning mindset and even about some of the private things going on in our personal world. We send out an email every other week or so that gives updates on what's going on behind the scenes. If you would like to be a part of the prayer team, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team. That's all one word, prayer team, and we will get you placed on that list. All right, let's go to prayer, asking God to teach us what we need to know about having patience in the hard times. Lord Jesus, this already sounds difficult. This already sounds painful. This already sounds like things that we don't want to be true, that we just have to have patience in the hard times. But Lord, I ask that you would show us some of what you're doing when we're having this patience and why it's so important. Open our minds and open our hearts to grasp the bigger picture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, friends, Romans 12:12 is what we're looking at today. We've talked about this first phrase, rejoice in hope. And then here's the phrase we're looking at today, be patient in tribulation. Now, we've heard that word tribulation before. If we are believers in Jesus Christ for any length of time, the Bible itself talks about times of tribulation that were in the future for those who first received the biblical writings. And so we are no strangers to the word. We know that it means hardship. We know that it could even mean demonic attack. We know that it can mean some kind of oppression and difficulty. Tribulation is not a pretty word in our vocabulary. But look what Paul says about it. He says, be patient in tribulation. So notice he doesn't say, try your dangdest to get out of that tribulation. No. He doesn't say, try to avoid the tribulation in the first place. No. He seems to be telling us that tribulation is going to come into our lives. And those of us who are believers in Christ need to have both a mindset and a heart attitude that will allow us to be patient in the tribulation. So notice that tiny little preposition, in. We are in it. We're right in smack dab in the middle of it, as my mom would say. We've got to be patient in those times of tribulation. Now, why on earth would we ever be able to be patient? What is there to be patient about? Well, friends, let's tie this together with other things we understand from the scriptures. Number one, our God, whom we serve and claim to be good because his scripture says he is good, is sovereign. Now, what does sovereign mean? It means he's in control of everything, that he is orchestrating all things together for his good purposes. So friends, let your mind expand here. Let yourself think bigger than just the tribulation that we're asked to be patient in. And recognize God is at work in that time of tribulation in thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of ways in your life, to be sure, but in the lives of others as well, in the history that's being carried out on planet Earth, in the circumstances that are bringing about events of the future that he wants to happen in a certain way. Do you see? The reason we can be patient in times of difficulty is because we know our good God is at work. Let me say that all again without all the pauses. We know that our good God is at work. Friends, that's where patience comes from. during difficult times. Now, I know the harder the time of difficulty, the less we tend to think there's a good work going on. But friends, that's the promise our God has given us. Are we going to take him at his word? Are we going to have patience in the hard times because we trust him? Or are we going to express doubt and fear and anger and anxiety, which all tell us we don't really trust him? Oh, Jesus, thank you for exposing the hypocrisy of our hearts. Show us how to live in true confidence that you are at work and you are doing good in our lives. Lord, especially in those times of tribulation, and use our behavior in those moments to show others we are living for someone bigger than the tribulation, more glorious than any other reward we could get. And let us do it in your name, Jesus. I so appreciate you listening to The Morning Mindset. If you listen and you're intrigued and you don't really know if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. You can find that link easily in the description of this episode. And the final thing I want to encourage you to be a part of is the Morning Mindset Prayer Team. This is a powerful way that you can truly make an eternal impact on the lives of others who listen to The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team to sign up to be a part of our prayer team.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.